The when we get the money statements haven't turned into if we get the money statements just yet, but it's easy to see Terre Haute city officials are getting impatient with the movement of federal stimulus dollars. Mayor Duke Bennett says millions have been pledged for road, police, and transit projects.
We haven't received any of our money. It's all been, it's in the hopper, you know, all the pieces are in place. And as soon as we begin these projects, we'll be able to access those funds. We all pay federal taxes here in Terre Haute, and we're entitled to get our fair share back here.
Bennett says his constituents raise questions about the direction of federal stimulus money. But he says even though the funds have restrictions and strings attached, Terre Haute-ians should be pleased the city is expecting an infusion of dollars at a time when city finances are in flux due to new property tax laws.
If we don't spend that money here in Terre Haute, somebody else will spend it in another community. And so our goal here is to make sure that we spend it on things that really have the biggest payback and not use it on things that I would see as not important to the local government's delivery of services.
Bennett says capital projects that have been delayed or wouldn't have been green-lighted for years will now be fast-tracked. But he says the stimulus likely won't create many jobs in Terre Haute.
Yeah, we'll be buying more or doing more things this year because of the stimulus versus stretched out across a couple of years. But I'm not really going to see this job creation because, let's use an example, when we build this road that's being paid for by stimulus money, whoever gets that contract, once it goes through the bid process, they're probably not likely going to hire more people to do that job.
National unemployment is at 9.4%, the highest in more than 25 years. Indiana's unemployment stands at 10.6%. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.